Good afternoon, everyone. Well, here we are for another weekly Reverse Speech Show. My name is David Oates. I'm your host, and we'll be taking you through the whole 2 hours. We are doing reversals for the first hour, as we normally do. And in the second hour, I have my guest, Glenn Barker. He's a newly graduated analyst student, now taking on the practitioner class. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about his training and his studies and what he thinks about the whole thing. Plus, he's given me lots of reversals to play as well. So we'll get through them. The call-in number, if you want to call me, is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Not much going on in the reverse speech world right now. Everything's pretty much status quo. I am having a 20% discount deal across the board on all products, session work, training, books. So if you want to take advantage of that, go to my website, reversespeech.com, or give me a call on 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077 if you want to take advantage of this 20% discount offer. That's about it. So let's move on to reversals. And we are up to we're up to March of 2018. So let me go and find March 2018. And here, I think I played these. So it must be the next one. Let's have a look. Right, okay, I haven't played these ones. Okay, so this is from March 2018. And this is an anti-gun student speaks at Capitol during a walkout, is what the headlines say. So let's just play it.
And when this is doomed to happen again, when in the coming weeks and months, more of my peers will be slaughtered in their own classrooms.
And this says, and I get a bad mood.
Nice in a bad mood.
Yeah, there it all is. And I get a bad mood. Then we've got this one here.
The adults have failed us. This is in our hands now. And if any elected official gets in our way, we will vote them out and replace them ourselves. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
And this one says, gone is the gun. Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice and clear. No doubt about that one at all. And here's Bernie Sanders when he endorsed Hillary gets booed. Okay.
Immediately, right now, we have got to defeat Donald Trump. And we have got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
Well, obviously, this isn't the current clip. This is during the election campaign, and it says, missed it.
Missed it.
Yeah, okay, all right. All right, here's the next one on Bernie Sanders again.
Immediately, right now, we have got to defeat Donald Trump.
Okay, that's the same forwards, and the reversal is, you're really hell.
You're really hell.
Oh, yeah.
You're really hell. You're really hell.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, all right, okay. All right, so next one along. Here is... Dubai princess of royal family goes missing in India. Okay, and blames father. All right, let's play it.
He is a major, major criminal. Major criminal. There is no justice here. They don't care. Especially if you're a female. Your life is so disposable. They don't care.
And this is regime, I'm the mark. Regime.
Regime.
Oh, yeah.
Regime.
Yeah, there it all is. Yep. Okay. All right, so next one along. Emma Gonzalez school shooting speech.
We call BS! They say guns are just tools like knives and are as dangerous as cars.
And this says, dog gets hit.
Dog gets hit.
Huh.
Dog gets hit. Dog gets hit.
Yeah, there it all is. Dog gets hit. Okay. All right, so next one along. Here we go.
We say that they say that tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence.
And this hit. One is, fucker, get hit, fuck that.
Fuck up
your
hip, fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck up your hip, fuck that. Fuck up your hip, fuck that.
Yeah, certainly all nice and clear there. Then we've got this one here.
If you agree, register to vote. Contact your local congresspeople. Give them a piece of your mind.
This one says, the people love it. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, there it is. All nice and clear there. And here she is again.
From the interactions that I had with the shooter before the shooting and the information that I currently know about him, I don't really know if he was mentally ill, but I still...
This one says, they had to warn you.
They had to warn you.
Oh, yeah.
They had to warn you. They had to warn you.
Yep, there it is. Okay. All right, then we've got this one here. Hillary in India still can't let it go. I see.
So I won the places that are optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward, and his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards.
And this one says, the crime again, I make war.
The crime again, I make war.
The crime again, make war. I think it's make war. The crime again, What's that other? I can't get that word in the middle.
The crime again, make war.
Yeah, I think the other word's gibberish. It's the crime again / make war is... Now that will be documented. Two reversals separated by gibberish. All right. So moving right along, Hillary in Pakistan.
Or if you get called in by another civilian official who is saying the Americans say that there's a training camp and they are going to, you know, take action if we don't take action. Well, we'll look into that. I mean, It's
creating plausible deniability.
It's creating plausible deniability. That is my view. And, you know.
And this is Eye of a Snake.
Eye of the Snake.
Oh, yeah.
Eye of the Snake. Eye of the Snake.
Well, she does have a snake. There's no doubt about that. Here's the next one.
They're, you know, madrasas that are inculcating suicide bombing behavior and begin to have a different view of themselves in the future. That's the question they face.
And this is, there's grief in the loss.
There's grief in this loss.
There's grief in this loss.
This loss.
There's grief in this loss.
Yeah, that's all there. No doubt about that at all. Okay, next one along. This one here.
Or if you get called in by another civilian official who is saying the Americans say that there's a training camp and they are going to, you know, take action if we don't take action. Well, we'll look into that. I mean, it's
creating plausible deniability.
It's creating plausible deniability. That is my view. And, you know.
And this is, they lock angry Pharaoh.
They lock angry Pharaoh.
Huh.
They lock angry Pharaoh. They lock angry Pharaoh.
Yeah, there it is. They lock angry Pharaoh. Okay. And next one along is this one here.
That there were both retired and present active duty military and intelligence officers whose job it was, or at least as they defined their job, to tend to keep an eye on, certainly.
And this one says, where worth it?
Where worth it?
Where worth it? Where worth it?
Yeah, there it all is. Where worth it? All right. Next one along is this one here. Hillary says Americans didn't deserve Trump.
It's commonly said that countries deserve the governments they get. Does America deserve Donald Trump? What's gone wrong?
Well, I would have to say no, we did not deserve that. The person who is the most outrageous, the person who says the politically incorrect things, the person who's insulting and attacking drives big ratings. And I think part of what happened in the election is almost an attraction that many people had to the role that was being played by him as a candidate for president.
This one says, be warned, yes.
Anyone, yes.
I guess so. She's warning people about Donald Trump. All right, next one along is this one here. Jays Kalstrom, former FBI director, says Clinton's crime family.
You know, indicted so that she could remain the flawed candidate that she was, which in my view was stupidity.
And this says, and we're ridiculous.
And be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And be ridiculous. And be ridiculous.
Okay, well, I guess he thinks he's ridiculous. Uh-huh, well, whatever. All right, and next one along is this one here. Judge Jeanine Pirro says, go after Comey. And here's the forwards.
Further proof of that corruption is that Hillary Clinton promised Attorney General Loretta Lynch that she could keep her job.
And this one says, his shit.
His shit.
Huh.
His shit.
His shit.
I presume she's talking about Trump. She doesn't like Trump, does she? How disappointing. All right, here's Julie Garland, interview with Jack Parr in 1967. Gee, this is an old one.
They wouldn't let us know we were a hit, either.
They never let you know?
No. We found out, though.
This one says, I love you.
I love you.
Oh, yeah.
I love you. I love you.
Yeah, there we go. I love you. And here we have the next one here. Maxine Waters defend against Trump.
They respected the United States of America. They respected the presidency. He certainly is not to be respected.
This one says, yes, they deserve what they get. Okay, did America deserve Donald Trump? Well, that depends on whether you think Donald Trump's a good guy or not, don't you? I actually think he's a good guy. That's my opinion. I think his reversals are pretty good. Yeah, he has a few negative ones, but he's human, so one would expect that. But he certainly seems to be doing a good job, and I'm going to be doing reversals on his speech following the meeting with Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-un. And we'll let you know what's going on. Okay, so here's the next one. This is Maxine Waters again, wants to impeach Trump. What for? What reason can you impeach him?
To forge military cooperation with Russia in Syria and to try to get a START treaty?
Look, you and I have a different agenda, young man. I'm out to impeach this president. Get that straight. I'm out to impeach the president. I'm not going to be diverted by people who are Obama haters.
Do you think...
And she says, Obama, I am not in this. Not a good reversal. That was not a good reversal at all. Please scrap that one. I don't know how that got through my filters. And here we have the next one on Maxine Waters.
I am an elected official and a public policy maker. I'm not an entertainer. Mm-hmm. And I don't entertain entertainers.
Mm-hmm. This one says, oh, shit for the kill.
Oh, shit for the kill.
Oh, shit for the kill.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, shit for the kill. All right. And then we've got this one here. Here we go.
Well, let me tell you something. If she had won the White House, I believe that given what he did to her and what he tried to do, she should have fired him. Yes.
This one says, the hell we know.
The hell we know.
Yeah, the hell we know. Okay, all right. Then we've got O.J. Simpson confessing. Yeah, how old's this?
I always kept a knife in the car for the crazies and stuff because you can't travel with a gun. And I remember Charlie saying, you ain't bringing that. And I didn't, right? But I believe he took it.
Charlie took the knife?
Yeah. In the book.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this one says, and I'm planning a meanness in all human right.
They're not planning a meanness in all human right.
I'll be bothered.
They're not planning a meanness in all human right.
Yeah, there it all is. Yeah, I'm planning a meanness in all human right. Wow. Here he is again. Forwards, O.J. Simpson.
Murdered the way they were, without everybody been covered in blood. And of course, I think we've all seen the grisly pictures after. So, yeah, I think everything was covered, would have been covered in blood.
I was a fat sister.
I was a fat sister.
Yeah, there we go. I was a fat sister. And then we've got this one here.
And I remember thinking, well, whatever's going over there has got to stop, right? So we kind of hooked up together, and, you know, I'm kind of broad-stroking this.
This one says, sign the books, now I like money.
Sign the books, now I like money. Sign the books, now I like money. Sign the books, now I like money.
Yep, there it all is. Okay. And then the next one along. Oprah won't run for president.
Okay, Lord, let me just say this to you. It's not something I've ever seen myself doing. It's not the kind of job that you can have without fully devoting yourself to it 100%.
And this is evil.
This is evil.
Yeah, there it is. This is evil. Okay. And that's all I got on O.J. Simpson. All right. Here's a queen explaining how to wear such a heavy crown.
Fortunately, my father and I have about the same sort of shaped head. Mm. But once you put it on, it stays. I mean, it just remains itself.
Yeah. You have to keep your head very still.
Yes. And you can't look down to read the speech. You have to take the speech up.
And this one says, was messed up that they handled our family.
It was messed up that they handled our family.
Okay, all right. Don't know what that's got to do with wearing a heavy crown, but anyway. Here's Rex Tillerson giving an interview after his firing.
I ask that each of you undertake to ensure one act of kindness each day.
And this one is, it's sad.
It's sad.
It's sad. It's sad.
Yeah, there it is. It's sad. Okay. And then, of course, it would be sad, I guess, to be fired from Secretary of State. All right, here is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says school kids are being used for anti-gun agenda. So here's the forwards.
This is a tricky move, I believe, by a left-wing group, from the information I've seen, to use these children as a tool to further their own means.
And this says new failure.
New failure.
Oh, yeah.
New failure.
New failure. Okay, all right. All right, so next one along is Senator Cory Booker criticized Secretary of Homeland Security. Okay, here we go.
I don't know if 73% of your time is spent concerned about the people in fear in communities in this country. Sikh Americans, Muslim Americans, Black Americans.
This one says the crime of this.
Here I am, McGiss.
Here I am, McGiss.
Yeah, there it all is. The crime of this. And then we have, where are we? Senator Kamala Harris rips Trump's speech as fear-mongering.
Correct, and you know we've talked about this. I'm a career prosecutor. I have personally prosecuted everything from low-level offenses to homicides. As the Attorney General of California, one of my main areas of focus was going after transnational criminal organizations who are engaged in trafficking guns, drugs, and human beings. MS-13 is an example of some of the worst of criminal gang behavior.
This is where faking a bomber. I don't know what she means by we're faking a bomber, but there it is. And there we have Stephen Hawkins on God, R.I.P. Oh, because he's passed, hasn't he?
These laws may have been ordained by God, but it seems that he does not intervene in the universe to break the laws, at least not once he had set the universe going.
So it says, feel that's all.
Feel that's all.
Huh.
Feel that song. Feel that song.
Well, that raises some interesting questions, doesn't it? A computer-generated voice with reversals. There we go. All right, we have to go to a break, folks. I'll be back right after this.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com, and sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness? permanently. Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
All right, we are back once again, and I'm playing reversals from... this is March of 1918, so that's where we're up to, as we have gone through all of my archives over the last couple of years on the show. We're getting to the end now. All right, here's Steven Seagal saying mass murders are engineered.
I believe in the Second Amendment, and I believe that, I hate to say this, a lot of these mass murders and all this funny stuff that's going on, I believe a lot of this is engineered.
And here he says, that's enough.
That's enough. That's enough. That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. I guess it is enough too, isn't it? However, they're not going to stop anytime soon, I don't think. All right, here's Rex Tillerson's statement after being fired from Secretary of State.
Whether you're a career, employee, or political appointee, we are all bound by that common commitment.
And this one says, and my head up.
My head up.
And my head up. There we go. All right. And then we have Rex Tillerson again. Here we go. Here's the Fords.
Nothing is possible without allies and partners, though.
And this one says, government of this ally idol. Oh, that's clear, too.
Government of this ally idol.
Yeah, it's all there. Government of this ally idol. Okay, all right, let's have a look again and see what he's got to say. Next one down, here's the Fords.
To acts of kindness towards one another, to honesty and the quiet hard work that you do every day to support this government with your tax dollars.
Fords says, I'm Rex.
I'm Rex.
I guess he was Rex, wasn't he? Yeah, okay. All right, let's have a look at the next one on Rex Tillerson. And here we go.
I will be meeting members of my front office team and policy planning later today to thank them for their service.
And this one is, they edited it out. Yeah, there it all is. Okay. And then we've got the next one. Here's the Fords.
Proud American. Proud of the opportunity I've had to serve my country. God bless all of you. God bless the American people. God bless America.
And this is, we'll beat the crime and sell God, heed a law, sell God.
We'll beat the crime and sell back. Heed a law, sell back.
I'll be bothered.
We'll beat the crime and sell back. Heed a law, sell back.
I'll be bothered.
We'll beat the crime and sell back. Heed a law, sell back.
Yeah, oh, there we go. Okay, all right. And then next one along. Here's Trump on firing Rex Tillerson. Okay, all right. So here's the forwards.
No collusion with respect to Russia. And it was a very powerful decision, a very strong decision. Backed up, I understand they're going to be releasing hundreds of pages of proof and evidence, but we are very, very happy with that decision.
And this one says, I shall wake up.
I shall recover.
Huh.
I shall recover. I shall recover.
There it is. I shall wake up. Okay. All right. Good job. And then we've got next one, Trump on firing Rex Tillerson.
Secretary of State, I have total confidence in him. And as far as Rex Tillerson is concerned, I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well. He's a good man.
And here he says, I wish you well.
I wish you well.
I wish you well. I wish you well.
Yeah, there it is. I wish you well. Then we've got this little one here.
I'm really at a point where we're getting very close to having the cabinet and other things that I want.
And here he says, little bastard.
In a basket.
Ha!
In a basket. In a basket.
Yeah, there it is, little bastard. All right, and then we've got the next one along, which is this one here.
Gotten to know very well. So I've gotten to know a lot of people very well over the last year.
We're going to duck.
We're going to duck.
Huh.
We're going to duck. We're going to duck.
Oh, why is he ducking? We're going to duck. I don't know why he's ducking. All right, okay. Next one along. Here's a Trump saying Maxine Waters has low IQ. He's just said that about Robert De Niro recently, didn't he? Robert De Niro had a go at Trump, and Trump called him a low IQ individual. So here he is calling Maxine Waters low IQ.
We will impeach him. We will impeach the press. But he hasn't done anything wrong. It doesn't matter. We will impeach him. She's a low IQ individual. You can't help it. She really is. We will impeach him.
This one says, given that we got wall.
Given that we got wall.
Huh.
Given that we got wall. Given that we got wall.
Yeah, there it all is. Okay, all right. And we're moving down to the next one here. He's calling Maxine Waters low IQ.
Wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea. I think
Maxine Waters, a very low IQ individual.
And this says, we are all here.
We are all here.
Oh, yeah.
We are all here. We are all here.
Yeah, there it is. We are all here. And last one about Trump on Maxine Waters.
I have not called for impeachment.
Maxine Waters, a very low IQ individual.
And only a scam.
Only a scam.
Huh.
Only a scam. Only a scam.
Only a scam. Okay, all right. All right, let's have a look at the next one. Bolton insults Tucker, and he insults him back. Okay, here's the forwards.
Well, the overthrow of Saddam Hussein was a mistake is simplistic.
I would argue that I'm the one who understands how complicated it is, but just my view.
It's your long experience in foreign policy. No.
Better record than yours, I would say. But thank you, Ambassador. Good to see you.
And he says, ha ha, it's a laugh.
It's a laugh.
It's a laugh.
Huh.
It's a laugh.
It's a great reverse. We get a little laughter backwards, then followed by it's a laugh.
It's a laugh.
It's a laugh. It's a laugh.
Yeah, there we go. Ha ha, it's a laugh. And then we've got this one here.
Is the threat of North Korea's nuclear weapons program, which is more advanced than Iran's. But it all ties together in the Middle East.
This is, so it's say I fought it up.
South loaded up.
South loaded up. South loaded up.
Yep, and here's the next one. Bolton wants regime change in Iran.
They were thinking of it when our strategists were not thinking of it, and we're now suffering the consequences with Iran.
Your first sign.
Your first sign.
Your first sign. Your first sign.
Yeah, there it is. Your first sign. And then we have Bolton on China.
No, they would see it, I think, they should see it as a response to their building islands and air and naval bases in the South China Sea. We had military facilities in Taiwan for many, many years.
And this is, he's in our class.
We're in our class.
He's in our class. And next one.
Really expect an announcement this afternoon, but it's obviously a great honor. It's always an honor to serve our country, and I think particularly in these.
This one says, "I'll save us."
I'll save us.
I'll save us. Okay, and where are we? This one here.
All right. I want to ask you one question about the topic that we originally brought you on to talk about tonight, Ambassador, because you've been I respect the fact that you are here
this is
tonight.
The longest,
and it's good
this is
to
the
talk.
Longest. Yeah, this is the longest interview on Fox that I've ever had and probably one where I've answered the fewest questions. So congratulations.
Well,
it's a mutual record, I'm sure.
We're working on it here.
This one says signal. This is it. Signal.
Signal. Yes, this is signal.
Signal, logistics, signal.
There we go. Hey, did I tell everyone? I don't think I did. I'm hobbling around here. I've got a very unusual medical condition. No one in Australia has heard of it. I woke up, this is off topic, of course. I woke up this week with excruciating pain in my right calf, and it was swollen up. Twice the normal size, as hard as rock. And I couldn't even walk. I went to emergency room. Anyway, it turns out, after some scans and tests, I've got a very rare condition. There's a cyst that's fairly common that occurs under the skin behind the knee called a Baker's cyst. However, my Baker's cyst is about four times the normal size and it's full of blood. And they've never heard of it before. They rang all around Australia. No one's ever heard of it. And they were going to operate and drain the cyst, but they finally decided not to. And they just sent me home with the painkillers. And say, just ride it out. There's not much else you can do. So that's what I'm doing. I'm riding it out. So there we go. Trust me to get an unusual disease that no one's ever heard of. Typical me. Hey, if you want to call in and speak to me, the toll-free number is 844-769-2944. That's in the United States, 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you, okay? All right, so let's move along to the next one here. And here we go.
But it's if the government can't have a free interchange of ideas among the president's advisors, then I think the president is not well served.
And this says a slow gun.
Slow gun.
Slow gun. Slow gun.
Yeah, slow gun. There it is. Okay. All right. And then we look at the next one here. Where are we? Here we go. Bolton again.
if some munchkin in the executive branch decides they're going to leak the talking points or the transcript or any other aspect of it. And I think this is really a terrible reflection on the individual or individuals who did this. They should be ashamed of themselves. And I think whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, a liberal or a conservative, there ought to be unity on this point that leaking of that sort is simply unacceptable.
It was a stab and he killed it.
Stab and he killed it.
Yeah, there it is. Stab and he killed it. All right, and here's the next one.
And it wouldn't replace a chief of staff. Maybe he would, you know, sort of run things more on his own. Do you think that would be a wise decision?
You know, if I were a completely private citizen, I might have a view on that. But I'm not sure that in the present circumstances.
This says the plan.
No plan.
And last one on Bolton.
You know, if I believed half of what I saw on Twitter, I'd probably withdraw from the world, which some people would prefer. Look, I have my views.
And this one says, there will be massive whirlwind that fought the way.
There will be massive whirlwind that fought the way.
There we go. There will be massive whirlwind that fought the way. Wow. Okay, and next one along. David Hogg swearing his head off.
More children and honestly just get reelected. What type of person are you when you want to see more fucking money than children's lives? What type of shitty person does that?
Dead killer writes it.
This killer writes it.
Yeah, probably not the clearest reverse in the world, that one. Sorry about that. All right, okay, so let's move on. Fox interviewer to Bolton, bullshit, here's the forwards.
I'm very thankful for the service of General H.R. McMaster, who has done an outstanding job and will always remain my friend. There will be an official contact handover on April the 9th.
Bullshit's enabled.
Bullshit's enabled.
Yeah, there it is. Bullshit's enable. All right, here we have Fox interviewer to Bolton.
Are that you are obviously a person who is very strong-headed in your beliefs about things. It's gotten you into trouble at times in the past.
It says privacy will bring it.
Privacy will bring it.
Oh, yeah.
Privacy will bring it.
All right, here we have Stormy Daniels. 60 Minutes, who allegedly had an affair with Trump.
He quit talking about himself, and he asked me things, and I asked him things, and it just became, like, you know, a more appropriate.
Became more comfortable.
Yeah. He's like, wow.
And this one says, I made him sign it.
I'm looking at you, sign it.
Yeah, there it is. I made him sign it. Okay. All right. So, next one along. Here we go, Stormy Daniels again.
But at the same time, maybe it'll work out, you know.
Money lie thrown him in.
Money lie throw him in.
Wow.
Money lie throw him in. Money lie throw him in.
Could be why throw him in, not lie. Let's do it again.
Money lie throw him in.
Money lie throw him in.
Why? Yeah, not the clearest reverse in the world. Next one along.
You had dinner in the room?
Yes.
What happened next?
I asked him if I could use his restroom, and he said yes. You know, it's through the, you know, through the bedroom. You'll see it. So I excused myself, and I went to the restroom.
And this one says, see the government's high up.
See the government's high up.
Wow.
See the government's high up. See the government's high up.
Yeah, there it is. See, the government's high up. And then we have, where are we? This reversal here, Stormy Daniels again.
You are special. You remind me of my daughter. you know, he's like, you're smart, beautiful, and a woman to be reckoned with. I like you. I like you.
And this one says, we kill them. We killed them.
We kill them. We kill them.
We kill them. We kill them. We kill them. We kill them.
Not too sure exactly what she means by that. All right. And then we have Stormy Daniels again. Here with the forwards.
They can make your life hell in many different ways.
This is work him naked.
Work him naked.
Work him naked. Work him naked.
Yeah, there it is. Work him naked. And here's Stormy Daniels on the talk about the man who threatened her life.
But if I did, I would know it right away. I'll never forget.
You'd be able to recognize that person.
100%. Even now, all these years later. If he walked in this door right now, I would instantly know.
And this one says, hell, where you're going?
Hell, where you're going?
Hell, where you're going? Hell, where you're going?
Yeah, there it is. Hell, where you're going? All right. I think that's all for March. Yes, it is all for March of 2018. Why don't we look at a couple reversals on Trump which I've already found on the summit, okay? So I'm about 9 reversals in. So here's the first one.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. We appreciate it. We're getting ready to go back.
This is Trump in the North Korea summit, and he says, I'm very careful.
I'm very careful.
Oh, that's clear.
I'm very careful.
Good. He's being very careful, which is what he should be doing, isn't it, in that important role. And here's the next one along.
Nearly 70 years ago, think of that, 70 years ago, an extremely bloody conflict ravaged the Korean Peninsula. Countless people died in the conflict, including tens of thousands of brave Americans. Yet while the armistice was agreed to, the war never ended. To this day, never ended.
And this is failed business.
Fair business.
Fair business. Fair business.
I guess a little bit more than finally told North Korea was a failed business. Maybe so. Next one along.
We also agreed to vigorous negotiations to implement the agreement as soon as possible. And he wants to do that. This isn't the past. This isn't another administration that never got it started.
This one says, this is it.
This is it.
This is it. This is it.
All right, next one along.
But peace is always worth the effort, especially in this case. This should have been done years ago. This should have been resolved a long time ago.
And this one says, you live with the shit.
You live with the shit.
You live with the shit. You live with the shit.
You live with the shit. Yeah, there it all is. You live with the shit. Okay. And here we have the next one.
We dream of a future where all Koreans can live together in harmony, where families are reunited and hopes are reborn, and where the light of peace chases away the darkness of war.
And this one says, over, see God.
Over, see God. Over, see God. Over, see God.
Yeah, over, see God. And next one along.
And Chairman Kim is on his way back to North Korea, and I know for a fact as soon as he arrives, he's going to start a process that's going to make a lot of people very happy and very safe. So it's an honor to be with everybody today. The media, it's a big gathering of media, I will say.
It says, why give us a limit? Yeah, that's actually not a very clear reversal, that one. All right, here we have the next one.
Otto did not die in vain. He had a lot to do with us being here today. Okay, thank you very
much. It says, America, get habit.
Yeah,
It's certainly there. I don't know what he means by it. America get habit. I wonder what he could mean by that. Huh, I don't know. All right. And then we're looking at... that's the last one I've got on the summit. And we're right on our break. So don't touch that keyboard, folks. I'll be back right after this with my guest, reverse speech analyst Glenn Barker. We'll see you then. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rentz.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule.